This podcast is brought to you by Real Life Captioned Eroticas. Check the link in the description for the sexy, visualized stories of your dreams. The next story is posted by user HornyHotWife6969 from r/erotica. The title of the story is An Underground Rave Gets Airtight. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the story.
So my master took me to Vegas for the weekend for our anniversary, and we had such an amazing time. Here's part one of how my adventures went out there. To show my man how appreciative I was, and how much I love him, I knew I had to be a good slut while there. I tried my best to please him, and show slutty I could really be. The first night, we got in and went to an amazing dinner at our fav restaurant. I had on my new dress and some slut heels and got no shortage of stares from guys, and dirty looks from women. I overheard three different ladies comment to themselves about how much of a whore I looked like in the bathroom at the restaurant. One of them even commented, "I wonder how much her date paid tonight." I just smiled and strutted as I walked by them on the way out. Jealous bitches. After dinner, I went down to the casino floor. That's now my favorite place to find horny, confident guys who are down to come up to the hotel room and use me like the slut I love to be. I tried the roulette table for a bit, but no such luck. So sometimes, I like just wandering around looking like I'm lost. It's a great way to entice guys to approach LOL. It didn't take more than 5 minutes of wandering until one guy approached me. He was a bit short and kind of snobby, so I kept moving. Then this sexy, tall, muscular guy had to be 6'4". He simply asked me if I needed any help finding something, and I told him yes, then locked eyes with him, giving him my best take me upstairs look, not actually saying another word. Turns out I do in fact have that look in my repertoire, lol. He asked if he could buy me a drink, and I told him I had some Tito's in my room if he wanted to go get one with me upstairs. He caught on very quickly. Sometimes I tell guys I find that I have a man. Other times, I just go with it and make sure I give him a good story when I'm done. It's just based on a gut feeling. I took his hand as we walked towards the elevators, which were conveniently only a handful of steps away. I pressed the button and before the elevator doors even opened for us to enter, he started kissing me. We made out, barely noticing the ding from the elevator. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw other people moving past us and into the elevator. Only then did I break that passionate kiss and lead him in. The other couple in the elevator was keeping to themselves, so we were able to get pretty touchy-feely as we rose to our floor. When they got off before we did, he grabbed my tits from behind and buried his face into my neck. One of my favorite things a guy can do. He turned me around and kissed me hard, again with lots of tongues. He was good. The elevator doors opened and he wasn't too distracted this time to hurry me into the hallway and towards my room. This time, he had places to be. He had my skirt all hiked up, and I didn't bother to fix it, as my room was just a few doors down. I opened the door, somewhat having forgotten that it was obvious that a man was staying in the room with me. So as a way to get rid of the guy quickly after, I told him my man went to gamble at another casino and we should have at least an hour. He seemed fine with that, and I always love a good cheating fantasy. So him thinking that I was just made me even wetter. I dropped to my knees within seconds of getting into the room and guided him to sit down on the couch as I took off his pants. Once I got them off, I was not disappointed. I was hoping he was larger than average, and wow, he was huge. I immediately got to work and started licking his cock from top to bottom before taking it deep into my mouth. I made eye contact with him the whole time, as I alternated from bobbing, deep throating, sucking his balls while I jerked, and sucking while jerking, among some other tricks. But a good slut never reveals all of her secrets. As I sucked, he removed my dress and had me down to just my heels. He grabbed me by the hair and stood me up. He stood up with me and basically inspected me. I asked him if he thought I was a good slut, and he spanked my ass hard as he told me that I would have to work a little harder before he gave me that title. Still holding on to my high ponytail, he shoved me down face first onto the couch and sternly told me to get on my hands and knees. As I obeyed, I felt two extremely hard slaps on my ass and knew he left handprints. My master was going to love that. He dove face first into my pussy after spanking me a few more times. I was going to be beaten red by the time he was done with me. He quickly moved his tongue to my asshole as he finger-fucked me with two fingers and rubbed my clit. This guy was really good. He continued to give me punishing spanks as he continued working both my holes with his fingers and mouth. I cried out in pain and pleasure as he spanked me one last time as my orgasm rocked through my body, which was now his to enjoy. I was his to do what he wanted with. Once I came down from coming, I felt as he moved upwards behind me and pressed his hands on my ass cheeks for leverage as he picked himself up onto his knees. I then quickly knew what was coming next as I felt his unprotected, massive cock start stretching my pussy. I was glad he went down on me first, or I may have taken a while to get used to his size. He was huge, and so thick, one of my thickest ever by far, and I've fucked over 200 guys in my life. He started fairly slow for a while, spanking me, pulling my hair, and telling me I was a filthy whore for fucking a complete stranger raw. He asked how I became such a slut, and I told him I've always loved cock. He fucked me harder. He asked me if I always gave it up so easily to complete strangers, and I told him, yes. He asked if I liked cheating on my boyfriend and giving him sloppy seconds, as I felt another orgasm start to roll through me. He fucked me even harder. The dirty talk and degradation went on for some time. I told him to hold me down and put his hands around my throat. And he did. Hard. I was gasping for air as he had one hand wrapped around my throat, and two fingers deep in my mouth to let me know that he truly owned me at that moment. He asked, what are you? And I responded with gasping breaths, your cum slut, sir. That really got me going. And he grabbed my throat even harder, shoved his fingers even further down my throat, making my eyes water as I gasped for air and gagged on his fingers. I was in heaven. This guy had a huge cock, a six-pack, and was abusing me like a cheap whore he picked up on the street corner. I couldn't ask for more. I was such a lucky slut. As I came on his cock, my second orgasm of the session, he asked where I wanted him to come. I told him deep inside me. This seemed to really set him off, as he let out a deep groan and flooded my pussy with an absolutely massive cream pie. He fucked his cum into me for another minute or so as he softened, and told me what an amazing slut I was and that he wanted to come fuck me again while I was in town. It was only night one, so I gave him my number as we were getting dressed. I also texted my man and told him to come to see me in the room in 5 minutes. I sent the stranger on his way, promising to let him have me again tomorrow. I then, as I'm always instructed to do, went to the bedroom in our suite, laid on my back, and held my heels with my hands, feet pointing towards the air to keep every last drop of that stranger's cum deep inside me. My master loves nothing more than walking into a room to be surprised with me in this position. He let himself into our room no more than 2 minutes later, and not seeing me in the living room area, came back to the bedroom, and was thrilled by what he saw. He said, really, wow, you truly are a disgusting fucking slut. You really just got fucked raw and filled by a stranger no more than an hour after I sent you off on your own. Fuck, I love you so much. The look in his eye was one of love and adoration. He truly admired how much I was willing to do for him to give him the used, slutty, sloppy, and stretched out pussy that he so craved. As he often does in this situation, he didn't even waste time taking his shirt, shoes, or socks off, and simply pulled down his pants and stuck his already rock-hard cock incredibly easily into my sopping wet, gooey, pre-loosened pussy. My man is a pretty good size at almost 8 inches, but even he felt small compared to what I had just had. He said he could barely feel the walls of my pussy as he fucked me. I was just fucked for 45 minutes straight doggy style by a cock that had to have been 2 inches bigger than his, so it makes some sense, haha. I, on the other hand, love how he degrades me for being such a filthy disgusting slut, and he showed me no mercy on this day. He fucked me as he put his hands on my throat and squeezed, spit in my face, and told me how I should be ashamed at how I'm such an easy slut. I came almost instantly as he used another man's cum for lube. A man, who at this moment I realized, I had no idea what his name was. He flipped me over onto all fours and entered me from behind as he noticed the redness of my ass. The handprints didn't last long enough, but he could tell that I had been beaten and used. He asked me about the other guy, told me he had to have been huge with how stretched I felt. I assured him he was one of my biggest ever, and that he fucked him hard and rough, just how I like it. He asked if I wanted to fuck him again, and I told him I was already planning on doing so tomorrow if I was allowed. At that point, my man couldn't last any longer. He usually lasts a long time, but when he's getting sloppy seconds, well, there's just not much that turns him on more, other than DP, which I got on video. The next day, we took things easy, stayed in and relaxed, and went out to a nice dinner, and then down to Fremont Street to just wander around and do a little gambling and whatnot. To the Asian girl working the big slushy stand right across from the plaza. Call me, you're sexy AF. Anyway, it was an uneventful, romantic, fun day, but nothing too slutty happened. I dressed like a total whore and whatnot, but I wasn't hunting. I wanted one day to just be about us lol. So we'll basically skip over this one. My stranger from the night before had messaged me that morning, but I didn't get back to him very quickly. When I messaged him again on Sunday, I never got a response. So I came on Reddit and found a guy who wanted me and wanted to come and double-team me with my master that night. We set it all up, and he was ready to come by around midnight. Since it was Valentine's Day, I wanted to show my man a really good time. After an amazing Valentine's dinner at Meow Wolf's Area 15, we went back to our hotel on the strip, did some gambling, some drinking, and had a great time. Around midnight, I stripped down while my man was in the bathroom and put on my blue heels, a schoolgirl mini skirt, and a tiny bralette, and put on a robe. He got changed into comfy clothes too, and I told him to have a seat in the chair in the living room while I danced for him, then got on my knees and started sucking his cock. He had no idea what was going on when a knock came at the door, and I got up to answer it in my completely slutty outfit. He had a grin from ear to ear as I stood up and walked past him, only hoping what was about to happen was really happening. I led the other guy in, sat him on the couch, as my master sat in the chair across the room. I took off the complete stranger's pants and got on my knees, shoving his thick cock into my mouth as quickly as I could. I sucked him like it was the last cock on earth, and then I climbed up and rode his cock, raw. He slid his cock in easily. I was so wet and horny already, and I rode him for a few minutes as he groped my tits and slapped my face. Then, my master finally brought me his cock to suck, this time, with my pussy already filled with another cock. I love being fucked from both ends, and that's what they did until I had my first orgasm of the night. I moaned and writhed on that strange cock, while my master told me, "Don't you dare take your lips off mine while you come," as he loves to feel the vibrations of my moans while I suck him. Next, I told my man I want you too, and he excitedly asked at the same time. That's when he got behind me, and after quite a bit of effort, was able to force his cock inside my pussy alongside the stranger's cock. DV is one of my favorites, and this time did not disappoint. I was as stretched as I've ever been, bouncing up and down on two cocks while the guy on bottom grabbed me by the throat, and my man pulled my hair from behind. After a couple minutes, I got used to the size of both of them, and was really able to start to ride them. My man told me to fuck us both like the little slut you are, and I started bucking my hips and really trying to work both cocks as deep as I could. After another orgasm, this time brought on by both cocks inside me, I looked back at my master and told him I wanted him in my ass. DV is something we've fantasized about for years, but I just have taken a long time to get my holes ready to take it. He brought his cock to my mouth so I could spit on it, and then proceeded to work a finger in my ass while the other guy fucked my pussy. Then two fingers. Before I knew it, he was pressing his cock against my puckered hole and pushing forward. I couldn't believe it, but he was sliding into my ass while I had another cock in my pussy. Isn't DP just the sluttiest thing a girl can do? I was in fucking heaven and knew instantly that this was going to be my new favorite sexual activity. I was instantly addicted to DP. It took quite the effort, but after a minute or two, he was balls deep in my ass.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
While another guy pounded my pussy from below. They fucked me like this for a long time, and together they gave my holes a stretching as I've never had before. It was something from an erotic fantasy, but it happened for real. I came two more times while they DP'd me. Not long after my fourth orgasm of the night, did I start to feel my master starting to come. He pulled my hair even harder as he flooded my unprotected hole with his cum. After he fucks my ass, he always wants me to suck my own filth off of him. So he brought me his cock and told me to get on all fours for our guest to finish up. Of course, I did as I was told, and got a pounding like you wouldn't believe as my master's cock quickly began to get hard again. The other guy was repeatedly slamming into my cunt from behind as I dutifully cleaned my master's dick. I got spit roasted until the stranger finally filled my pussy with his hot load, as he fingered my cum-filled asshole, and as he shoved my face down on my master's now recovered cock. There's no feeling more satisfying as a slut than knowing I did my job and got both of these guys to come inside me. I absolutely love the feeling of hot cum shooting off. The stranger got dressed rather quickly and promptly left, leaving me and my master. He pulled out of my mouth and then got behind me. He said he wanted to feel how loose and used my pussy was. He slid in one swift motion, with me being as stretched as I was. My pussy offered no resistance. It took him a good 30 minutes to get off, probably because my cunt was barely even gripping him after the ruthless pounding I just took. But he told me how good of a slut I was the entire time. I've never felt more loved. After nearly a 2-hour session, he slipped some panties on me to hold in the cum, one of the only times I'm even allowed to wear panties. And we collapsed on top of each other, passing out until the next morning. Vegas, baby.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.